Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, a state Senate committee has approved on party line votes legislation that would essentially eliminate gun-free zones in Michigan. It would allow schools and other areas that are currently gun-free zones to forbid people from openly carrying firearms, but they could not ban licensed concealed weapons. The bill sponsors say allowing concealed carry in schools will make schools safer. This is a sensitive issue, especially in the wake of what seems like so many school shootings. Does this boil down to gun rights folks on one side and the anti-gun people on the other?
Well, not necessarily. It may well come down to the people who want guns everywhere all the time, no matter what, against Governor Snyder, who's vetoed a similar bill in the past and may well do so this time. This all stems back to the year 2000, when Governor John Engler, another conservative Republican, in order to persuade local people to give up, usually this was licensed before these decisions were made at the local level before, and to have the state take charge of it, the governor agreed to have gun-free zones where guns wouldn't be allowed, including churches and sports stadiums and schools. And now, of course, the people in the legislature want to have guns everywhere. There was some discussion about having open carry in schools, and they see this as a compromise. Of course, almost all Democrats and people who are somewhat dubious about guns think the idea of more guns in schools are crazy. But be that as it may, I think it's very likely to pass both houses of the legislature, the Senate certainly, and then we'll have to see what the governor does.
It sounds like a road funding plan has hit another impasse. Governor Rick Snyder says negotiations with legislative leaders over a $1.2 billion plan broke down during a private meeting yesterday at the Capitol. Republican House Speaker Kevin Cotter says the biggest issue is tax relief. Does this surprise you?
No, it's really not a different thing at all. It's the same thing that keeps happening. The Republicans in the legislature are insisting on a tax cut in return for any new money being spent on the roads, and also to take money out of the general fund, which others would argue is too stretched as it is. That almost certainly would mean less money for schools, for example, for foster care, other programs. The governor doesn't think you can do that or you can't do much of it, and neither do the Democrats, and so they keep hitting the same wall. And unless Republicans at some point are willing to increase taxes some way to fix the roads, the governor's preference has always been to increase the gas tax, they do it mainly by that. Unless that changes, nothing's going to happen.
And let's end by getting an update on the Flint water situation. Last week, Governor Snyder announced a plan to switch the city back to getting its water from Detroit. The state, the city, and the Mott Foundation plan to pay the tab to make that switch. Now, State Representative Phil Phelps says he submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the city of Flint and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. In a statement, he said he requested the applications and permits required by law to change a city's source of water. But Flint and the MDEQ say the documents he wants don't exist. Does that seem unusual to you?
Well, I think nothing about Flint should surprise anybody anymore, really, Christina. But what Flint contends is that the Flint River was already an approved water source, and so no documents exist. And it may well be that the emergency manager and company just went ahead and did this without filing any documents. I tend to think that's probably true at this point, since they've already admitted what they did and everybody knows what a massive screw-up it was. I don't see anything that would be gained from hiding documents. The only reason they might want to do that is if these documents show that Flint Mayor Dane Walling, who's in a tough re-election battle and who claims not to have been involved in this, if these documents show that he was on board, there might be a reason to hide them. I'm not saying they're doing that. My guess is actually that there probably aren't any documents, but the strange saga of Flint water goes on and on.
Michigan's chief environmental regulator, Dan Wyatt, says he worries that the Flint water crisis will cause people to lose faith in the state's ability to protect them. Is he right?
I think Mr. Wyatt may be worried about his own job. He gave false information through his spokesman. He assured people that there's no reason to worry about lead in the water, that the water had been tested. We now know that these tests were very dubious if they weren't in fact rigged. And in many cases like this, the director of DEQ would be expected to step down. So, of course, people have lost faith, but they've lost faith in great part because of his agency.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.